Wayne North, Senior Warden, tell us what's going on.
Thank you, Father Colville. We've hit a bump in the road. We have been recently informed by the law firm that is working with Father Warren's and our best interests that the folks over at the Immigration and Naturalization Service, otherwise known as INS, are now requiring us to have an INS-conducted site visit, which will be used to certify us, meaning St. Francis, is a bona fide church and not an imaginary entity created for the sole purpose to sponsor and bring to Green Valley undocumented individuals under the guise of being religious workers to be employed by the church, either real or imaginary. For this INS-sponsored site to take place, we have been told to plan on 90 days. That's how fast government works. As there is just one office in California assigned to do this work, with that in mind, we are now looking at the 1st of February as being the very earliest as to when Father Warren can occupy the St. Francis Rector's office. We now have a minimum of 2.5 months to prepare for his arrival, and it will be part of my job to keep us moving forward to prepare for that, and we are hearing more, you'll be hearing more of these details as we move along this road. This past week, I asked for several volunteers from the vestry and the parish to join with me as a 6-person transition team, which will be tasked with working out the details of a number of events and happenings, which will hopefully provide for a smooth transition of bringing Father Warren from Ontario to Green Valley and St. Francis. And I assure you that there will be many opportunities for parish members to be actively involved in these events and happenings. Meanwhile, my dream is for everyone to own a share of what is currently here in place at St. Francis, and to own a share of the responsibility of moving our parish forward in preparation for Father Warren's arrival in the rector's office. And by that I mean to have all of our ministries fully staffed, by having an opportunity for every household member to serve on at least one ministry. And last but not least, to have everyone's estimate of giving for next year returned and recorded in the parish finance office by the end of December at the very latest. With this as our goal, we can then have a budget in place and ready to work with upon Father Warren's arrival. My personal goal is to have 100% of our members estimate of giving for 2020, next year, returned and recorded, even if it means you put down as little as $1 a week. But I know it will be more. You have then satisfied your stewardship obligation. When our treasurer reported at our most recent vestry meeting the year-to-date figures on the number of estimates of giving returned for next year, it caused some concern because the vestry was able to see that there was a negative trend developing. It was noted that in some instances, some members were holding back on submitting their estimate of giving responses until a new rector was in place. Delays such as this will certainly hurt our efforts to set a budget for the coming year. Can I take the time to paint a picture of what our future rector looks like? Can I describe him in detail to you? Of course I can, in both instances. But would that really make a difference? I would hope that if you have been reluctant to complete your estimate of giving, It was not, and I repeat, not because you failed to have confidence in those who served on the rector search committee in the vestry, but rather because you've had some misconceptions of whom our new rector actually is. But we are going to do something about that, and that will be to create an opportunity for you to actually see the Reverend Dr. Warren Leibovich, to welcome him with a handshake, to hear him speak, and to meet Annette, Father Warren's wife, and to meet and greet her personally as well. This will happen during their visit to Green Valley and St. Francis the first week in December, with the best opportunities being Wednesday afternoon, the 4th of December, when we gather in the parish hall for our annual Christmas card covenant party. Warren and Annette will be our special guests for this fun-filled event, which we are moving up by 2 hours to begin at 3 o'clock, and with Angel Perez providing our holiday spirited musical entertainment for the afternoon. Once you see that Father Warren is as normal appearing as you and I, and that your rector search committee and vestry actually served your best interest when they selected him as their choice for to be St. Francis's next rector, you will now feel comfortable with their decisions. Meanwhile, I want to share with you my personal thoughts on what helps to identify us. Ownership in our church. Singularly and collectively, we are St. Francis. And as you may recall over the years when Father Dan was here, we are the ministers of our church as well. My question to you, have you claimed your share of that ownership in St. Francis? When we open our hearts and minds to the teachings of the Old and New Testament and gospel readings presented to us each week, and with the reaffirmation of our Christian faith through our creeds, and through the various programs we are exposed to during the weekly calendar of the church, we do bring about in our personal lives a greater sense of commitment to our baptismal vows. I still find myself a student of sorts, learning by example through your acts of friendship and love. You are my mentors, and I thank you for sharing with me the many opportunities for my spiritual growth and development here at St. Francis in the Valley. As always, I thank you for listening.
Thank you. Well done.